Today's daf is daf Kuf Samech Tes. We got to five lines down from the top. The Gemara says, Amar Mar, Chutz Me'achrayos Shibo. So this is discussing the writing a shtar. If you have to write a second deed for someone who bought a property, so you don't write, or you write the words Chutz Me'achrayos, that this is going to serve as a good deed, that you own the land, but you write that you don't have the ability to use this shtar to collect from the Achrayos. It's simply just showing that you have proof of ownership, but not the ability to collect from the Achrayos. So the Gemara says, "My time. Well, what's the reason you don't write two full deeds? So Amar Rav Safra, we saw this already in Rashbam. Amar Rav Safra lefi she'ein kosvin shnei shtaros al sada achas. There's a klal. You don't write two deeds on one property, on one sale, and the reason is because Dilma azil balchov tarifle lahar. What's going to happen is that you get the parties involved here. So what happens is the malve, the bank had money, and lent money to the love. Love, we'll call love Reuven. And Reuven, he sold the property to Shimon. Shimon's the lokeach. So now the bank's coming after Reuven to collect money. Reuven doesn't have the money, so the bank goes to Shimon. There's a lien on Shimon's property because Shimon bought a property from Reuven, and the bank had a lien on it. So what happens is, again, Dilma azil balchov, the bank's going to come. Tarif Le Lahai is going to collect the property of the Lokeach, that's Shimon. Shimon bought from the Lovim. And now Ba'azil Hai, so now what's going to happen with Shimon? Azil Hai Umapik Chad V'Tarif Lekuchos. So now Shimon is going to say, wait a second, I bought the property from Reuven with Rachrayos also, so I'm going to go collect the property from a Lokeach Sheni that bought from Reuven. Everyone following the whole path here? So again, Shimon loses property to the bank, but Shimon bought the property from Reuven with Achrayos, so he's able to chase after Reuven, who's the mocher, and also the lova, chase after a property that Reuven had later sold off to someone else. He's going to collect from the lekuchos. So now Shimon's going to be replenished. But then what's going to happen is Amrle lebalchov. Now Shimon, who's the lokeach rishon, is going to say to the bank, "Let's make a deal here. Shufli, let me hold on to the property that you're trying to take from me. Let me hold on to it, Dekimba, for a number of years. And then people are going to forget that you ever took it from me. Let it be mine. People are going to think it's really my land now. And then I've got a second shtar here. And what you should do is, Hadar Tartirfin, come to me 5 years later, try to collect my land a second time, take it with you, and I'm going to then produce my second deed here, Umapik Achrina. I'm going to go after a different Lokeach Sheni, from Reuven, the Lova, the Mocher, v'hazar azil tarav lekuchos chasrino, and collect from another lekuchos. So they're concerned that if I, as lokeach rishon, again, I bought from the property from Reuven, the Lova, I bought a property. If I'm able to have two deeds written on this property, allow the bank to collect this property once, and collect the lekuchos to replace my lost, and then have him come back to collect the same land 5 years later, and then say, oh, wait a second, go back to the Lokeach Rishon, he took my land away, you owe me, I'm going to go after another Lokeach from him, that I'm going to then be able to take twice, which is, of course, incorrect and awesome. So that's the concern. So that's why you don't write two deeds on one property. So the Gemara says, V'kevin de karina l'shtara de milva, my hader tarifle. So wait a second, when the bank comes after me the first time around, they're chasing after Reuven the Lova, and Lova has no money. So he goes after me, I'm a lokeach, he takes my property. So you would imagine when the bank collects my property at time one, they tear up that document, and he can't come back to me 5 years later to collect that same land with the same document. That document doesn't exist. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me that de lo karina, maybe when the bank took the property for the first time because they had a lien on it, they didn't tear up that document, then that can't be true. Because we have a klal, the ha amar Rav Nachman, kol tirfa, anytime a bank takes a property away, de lo kasev be karina, that doesn't say we tore up the document, l'shtara, de milva, lav tirfu. I mean, it says when the bank goes down to collect for, you know, they have a lien on a property, they go ahead and collect it, so that document that allows them to take it away, what do they call it here officially? What type of document is that called? The collection warrant. When they go for the collection warrant, the bank says, here's my collection warrant, I'm taking your property away. It says on that document that we tore up the bank document. So that's a prerequisite for allowing them to collect.
The best
is that, and they issue it. And not only do they write it, you imagine they rip it up, the actual bank agreement. And similarly, Rav Nachman says, V'chol adrachta, which they define here as a repossession warrant, delok sibbe, that's not written in this document, karina alutir, for that we tore up the collection warrant, lava darchtahu, it's not considered a repossession warrant. And v'chol shuma delok sibbe, any type of appraisal that doesn't say in it, karina ladarchta, that we ripped up the repossession warrant, lav shumahi. So we see from all this, that in order to collect, in order to possess any of these properties, you have to tear up the document first. So if the bank collected a property from me time one, that means first they tore up the bank agreement and they can't ever come back to collect it yet a second time. So how could there be such a concern, and we should allow there to be two deeds written on one property? So the Gemara says, Lo tzricha de ka'ase mikoach avase. This is a situation where it's not coming about because of a bank agreement. It's coming about because of a father. My father had a property, and I've got Adim that my father lived here, and you guys must have stole the property from me, so now I'm going after the other guy. Look how the Rashbam just says all this. It's a bit of a lengthy Rashbam, but just to make this clear, it's around halfway down the medium wide lines down in the Rashbam. He says, Lo tzricha de'asa mikoach avase. Filechach ein kosen shnei sharos. That's why we don't write two documents, because had we written them, maybe the bank isn't coming because they have a lien as a bank. He's going to claim, this guy who we're calling the bank now, but it's not really a bank, says that when I bought the property, I bought it from a guy who stole from his father. Little Keach, who we're calling Reuven, rather than Mocher, who we're calling Reuven. Reuven stole the property from my father, says the bank. So they come after me as a Lokeach and say, give me the property back. You had no right to buy it. And he's going to be Havi Adim, he's going to bring witnesses, Kizo Sadavosav, that's the field that we're calling the Balchov now, we're calling him the field of his father. And there's no property, there's no document to produce. And what's going to happen then further, that, lost the place for a second, Havi Adim, Kizo Sadavosav, Amocher, Shemacha, the guy who sold it to me in the first place, Lazer Gazla Meavosav, he sold it for, stole it from my father first. V'yotziu Miado, he's going to take it out of my hand as Lokeach. They're going to write to the one who bought it that it was taken away from his taken away from him. So now me as lokeach, I'm going to go after the mocher and say, well, I have a lien on all the properties that you sold after you sold me my property, and to chase after him. And then what's going to happen is 5 years later, that same Baal Chov is going to chase after me and say, all that land that you have, you bought it from a guy who stole from my father. And there's no shtar to speak of here at all. So this is the situation where the Baal Chov is coming without there being a bank agreement. But again, he's coming because his father is stolen from. That's why you're not allowed to write two deeds on any given property.
One is because of the Baal Chov, one is because of the father, and now twice is because of the father.
Twice because of the father. Because if it's because of
Baal
Chov,
does the Baal Chov have to do with anything?
But we made a call across the board. Never would we allow. Because the Baal Chov, when it comes to a bank who's got a bank agreement, he only has the ability to collect it once because they tear it up with the first one.
Right.
But let's say the bank says, you know, we're coming after you because my father had the property that was stolen from him.
Right, so it's irrelevant that it's a Baal Chov.
Exactly. It just now becomes, it's a low plug. We never allow there to be two deeds written. Exactly.
Right.
So then the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Acha midifti li Ravina, v'lamar le lemeimar le Baal Chov shofli b'hayar of Ikembe. Trying to figure out, these two people are playing a game here. Again, I'm the lokeach. I make a deal with the bank. The bank comes after me to take my property, and I then go ahead and take replenished from another lukuchos that the mocher sold to. Then I tell the bank, you know what, let me hold on, shufli, let me hold on to the land for 5 years or so, and then let's do this one more time. We'll do it around. So in that suggestion, why are they saying, shufli, let me stay on to 5 years? Tebiklei, dechem denokit shrei shari tarif hadavar tarif. Want to tell the bank, why waste any time? Why be patient? You know, collect for me today. I'll go ahead and go back from one of the lukuchos on the initial mocher. Come back to me tomorrow, collect the property from a second guy, and I'll collect from a different lukuchos. So why are we waiting any time? And so the Gemara says, because im kain, if I try to collect two lukuchos one after the next, then nefishe ale balidinim. Then everyone's going to start figuring out, wait a second, how am I as lokeach able to collect two different lokeachs from the mocher? Everyone's going to start seeing something strange is going on, and it's going to create a buzz, and they're going to figure out our whole plan here.
Right.
But if you wait 5 years, people are going to forget what happened 5 years earlier, and therefore it's the long-term investment plan, and that's the better idea. Again, this is just trying to figure out in the minds of these con artists. Okay. Gemara now says, last five lines of the Amud here, Lichtov lahai shtar ma'alya, lichtov tavra lemocher. Lichkol shtari diufkun alara, da psulin lebar midifik bizmana da. Let's read that again. So we're going back to the initial Mishnah, Rashbam points out here. The initial Mishnah that tells us that you write chutz me'achrayos. We are able to write a second deed for the lokach, but we write a little caveat that you can't use it as achrayos. It's just proof of purchase, but you can't collect from anybody else. So the Gemara is suggesting, why do you have to write the words chutz me'achrayos? Maybe you should be able to write a whole nother second deed. L'hai shar ma'alya, says the Gemara. And then lichtov tavra, and then write for the mocher, the one who sold me the property, give him a receipt that he should hold on to, and the receipt should say, kol shtara diyofkin al ara, da, any shtar that tries to be collecting from this property are psulin. No deed is able to be collected, lebar min difuk bezmana da, unless it says this date on it. So now I, as a lokach, have two deeds. One deed has a right date that matches with the shovar that can be used to collect with the receipt, but the other deed has a different date, and that does not match with the receipt. So long as the mocher holds on to the receipt, so you can only collect one time if the dates match the sale date, the deed date, and the shovar. And that would protect him. Even if he has two deeds, the deeds say two different dates. That's the idea. So the Gemara says, the fact that we don't make such a suggestion tells us, Amru Rabbanan Kame Dirab Papa, Amri Le Kame Dirab Ashi, Zos Amerisis tells us that Ein Kosvin Shovar. We know there's a big discussion Rashbam refers to whether you write these receipts or not write a receipt. Just look at the Rashbam, the last three lines. We learn from here you don't write receipts. Rashbam says, Machlokis Tanaim, last three lines. Havi B'mesnisin B'mpirkin, in our Mishnah, Machlokis B'shtari Halvaos, whether you write a receipt for people borrowing money, or really lending money. Dikalaman damar ain kosvin. Some say you don't write a receipt. Why wouldn't you write a receipt? Wouldn't that give the greatest protection for everyone? Because then you have to start putting it in a place where rodents won't get to it. Umalva shavid sharo hefsi dechovo. So then a malvid who loses his shtar, he loses everything. Behuadin the shari mekach, it also applies to sales. That im avad lokech loses his deed, shtaro lo nichtov le shara ma'alya. We don't write a replacement one. Asmach hashovar shibyat hamocha. We don't write a deed, a second deed for the lokech, assuming that mocha still has a shovar, because that puts an added pressure on the mocha. Why does he have to hold on to all the receipts to protect the lokech? He got rid of the property and he should be able to get rid of his files. Sharei lo yichtovo shovar. We don't write receipts. The nim samocha tzarach lishmor shovro mina achbar. It's not a fair responsibility to place on the mocher. So we learn from here we don't have shovars, and for that reason, since there's no shovar, we don't allow to write a new deed, a good deed. We only write could write a deed that says chutz manachrayos. That only proves proof of purchase, but doesn't allow for collecting from the achrayos. Okay, let's go weiter. Not easy stuff. The Gemara comes along, says now on the very top of Amud Beis. Amar lehu ba'alma kosvin shovar. The response is, Ravashi says back, really we do write a shovar. And we would expect the mocha to hold on to the shovar and the receipt, which would then allow us to write a second deed for the lokeach. But hacha hainu taima, the reason why in this case we don't write a shovar is because, rather a brand new deed, is because dilma azil balchov the tarif minei de lokeach. The bank is going to come after me as a lokeach and take my property. Now me, I just lost my property. I'm going to go after tarach lekuchos, chase one of the lekuchos of the mocher. Now, v'shover gavi lekuchos leka. There's no shover gavi lekuchos. Let's use some people for a second. So let's say Ricky sold me the land. I am the owner of the land. And now let's say Adam's the bank. So Adam goes after Ricky. Ricky has no money, so comes after me, takes my property away. So I go after Ricky, but Ricky has no property. So I go after David, who bought property. He's a lekuchos from Ricky. I go after David. Now David doesn't have the shovar. Ricky has the shovar. So when I go after David, he doesn't have any claim that here's my receipt. Ricky doesn't even know what's going on here. I've left him out of the picture. He's got no money left. Bank comes after me, takes my property. I go after Ricky's lekuchos, David, and then you have no shovar to produce to show that this is the second deed that you're getting. And therefore, since the shovar is with Ricky, now with David, there is a concern that the shover is not going to protect the lekuchos, since I'm not going after the one who has a shover, I'm going after the lekuchos. That's why in this case, the shover won't protect two deeds. The Gemara says, sof, in the end of the day though, lekuchos lav amri dari hadre, but when I collect from David, David's going to chase after Ricky, go back to Ricky who sold him the property and say, wait a second, I just lost my property you sold me. And then Ricky's going to figure out, isn't this just the second time around that I'm collecting my lekuchos? And they're going to start figuring what's going out, and then it will serve. They'll take him to Beis Din and said he used two deeds to collect two lekuchos, and things will be figured out. So even though I'm not going directly after Ricky who has a shovar, David as lekuchos will go after Ricky, and then matters will become clear. So the Gemara says no, because we know how things work when it goes to court, and it's not going to be a two-hour ordeal. So in the hachi, after all the time happens, shamit v'achil peri. Well, David's trying to chase after Ricky, and Ricky's trying to figure out what's going on here. I'm going to eat all the fruit that's in the yard for the next few days before you get your matters all straightened out. And for those few days or few weeks that it takes to go through the process, you're going to lose out. So therefore, we cannot rely on these steps of me going to David, David going to Ricky, Ricky finding the shofar, going to Beis Din. It's too much time wasted, so therefore we don't allow two deeds to ever be written, even though there is a receipt. So then the Gemara says, Inami, alternatively, is talking about a situation, lokeach shelo b'achrayos. Maybe David wasn't a good businessman, and he bought a property from Ricky without achrayos. So he said, I trust Ricky, there's no way I'm going to lose the property. Turns out I go after him anyways, I take David's property, but when he bought his property from Ricky, it didn't say achrayos. So he's not coming back to Ricky, and no one would ever figure out that there was a second receipt here, or a first receipt, and that there were two deeds. Fine. So now the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, so then, shtari hava nami. The same should hold true with shtar havaos as well. That shtar havaos we actually will allow. Because we're going right now within the opinion of Rav Ashi that we do write shovar when it comes to havaos, just not with mekuch memkar, not with lekuchos. So according to Rav Ashi, shouldn't there be all these different stages? So we shouldn't trust the shovar to be written on a halva either. So the Gemara says no. When it comes to shtar halva, hasam Mezuzei masik, amri paisi balchov mezuzei. So when it comes to shtar halva, so the whole subject of discussion was money. I borrowed money, I lent money. Money was the whole discussion. So then things will move a little bit faster. How so? So Rashbam says hasam gavi halvaos kaven de zuzei masik be malve bilove. The bank lent me money. Lo shavke le lekuchos karka shelahem lemalve. David's not going to give up his land so easily to me, because he knows the whole conversation was money. So he assumes that Ricky probably has money to pay me, so he's going to go to Ricky first and say, do you have money to pay me? Before he gives up his land. Since that's the conversation, so therefore the conversation will get started first, and Ricky say, wait a second, I've got a shover here. This is the second time the guy's trying to take money away, and therefore things will be protected. But when it comes to property, mekach u'memkar, selling property, back to the Gemara now, hacha, ara masik, when he sold me land, it wasn't a situation of money, so miyadi yada demand the masik ara b'zuzi lo mefayis. He knows that with land, he won't be appeased with money alone. That he goes back to Ricky and says, that gives me money, I don't want money, I want land. So he's not going to even get involved with Ricky, because he knows Ricky probably has no land here, and won't get the conversation between the two of you, and will never produce this shovar. And therefore, by ara, by land, there is a concern that two deeds, the guy can get two lekuchos, but when it comes to milva, there won't be such a concern.
But the lekuchos are allowed to give money if they want.
That becomes a whole discussion in Gemara's about Metzia, whether you could pay me off,
right,
with, or pay the bank off with money, as opposed to, listen, you want money, right, take the money, don't take my land.
Right.
That's a conversation, but I think the Gemara says also, it's also possible you could say, Lav the bal dvarim didiat, you're not my guy. So I think that was 2 days, but I really don't remember. These are such hard cases.
Before you collect from it, don't you have to go to Beis Din or something? You just come to me directly, or you go to Beis Din?
I don't know if you have to. I imagine you probably should. It's just advisable just to make,
right,
sure things
I
are clear.
I probably won't give it to you just based on your hearsay.
No? Right. So, and then once you're saying you're going to Beis Din, so you would get, bring Ricky involved. Ricky would get involved, and you figure things out.
Even with, like, no.
Do research, right.
Don't they have files from...
Could be. So it must be then. I'm not sure, even if they don't have files, they probably do the research. They know this Gemara. They'll do the research.
Exactly.
So it must be that maybe it's possible you don't have to go through Beis Din. If we know this halacha, this is my document. If the guy's willing to say, okay, I see, so maybe he'll trust you. But if it goes through Beis Din, that would really protect everything, I would imagine. So maybe they don't go through Beis Din. They wouldn't have to go through Beis Din. I don't know. Okay, let's go weiter. Gemara now says, Amar Mar, we said before that if you do write a second shtar, a second deed, you can, we allow you to write a second deed, but you write the Tanai, Chutz Min Achrayos Shebo. Here's your second deed, but you're not allowed to, I imagine like in the, if you go to the Nassau County or Hempstead to get a new deed on your house, they would say, here's a new deed, but like not valid or something. You can't use it. Like across the way, not valid. But this is a second proof of purchase that you own it, but just not valid for use of collection or something like that. So that's right, Chutz Min Achrayos, you can use it to actually collect from someone. So the Gemara says, well, Heichi Kasvin, and how exactly, what's the wording in the document that says Chutz Min Achrayos? So I'm Rav Nachman, Dich Kasvei Hachi. You write the following. Shtar Dinan, this shtar, Dilo Lemigvei Bei, Lemi Mishabdei, Lemi Migvei Charei, Ela Kiheicha Detikim Ara Biyadei Dilokeach. The shtar says the following. You can't use this deed to collect from the properties that have liens on them. You can't collect from available properties. All it is showing proof of purchase and zehu. That's all. That's what you write. That's the text of the document. So Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman says, Zos Ameris, this tells us the fact that you need to write this word, these words, and it tells us if you didn't write the words, then you could use it to collect from Achrayos. And he learns from here, Zos Ameris, Achrayos Taos Soferhu. So if you don't write the words Achrayos, that was a mistake. It should have been there, and you could assume that you can collect the shtar with Achrayos. So if I've got a shtar that I bought a property from Ricky, and it doesn't say I can collect with Achrayos, we could assume that Achrayos should have been there. It was a mistake that was left off, and the shtar works. I'm not sure. It goes back and forth, but based on this, it says we do hold that way. And the only reason why we say that this deed cannot be used to collect Achrayos is because we dafka say, lo miagbe mishabdev, lo magbe b'mnei chorin. And Gemara explains because Taima the cost of Lehachi only because it says the words Lo Limig Veba Lo Mishabde Lo Migbe Vichare, but Halav cost of Leiv. It didn't say that. It just said Stam Hachi Gabe. You can use a shtar to collect from the Achrayos, even though it doesn't say the words Achrayos on it. That's the sheet of Rav Rafa. Then comes along Rav Ashi Amar Achrayos Lav Tal Sofer. Not true. It wasn't a mistake. You can write a document and leave out the word Achrayos, which means you cannot collect. There is no Achrayos on such a document. So then why did the Gemara say, my chutz me Achrayos? The Misha said, you write a second deed, and you write the words chutz me Achrayos, tells a stam case you are allowed to collect Achrayos. What it means is, my chutz me Achrayos, shibo, t'lo kasa be Achrayos, meaning you just don't write the words Achrayos, you leave it blank. And a stam shar means you cannot collect from the Achrayos according to Rav Ashi. But as Ricky pointed out, we paskin like Rafram that Achrayos is considered Talos Sofer if it's left out, and it can work, the shtar can be used to collect with Achrayos. Gemara now quotes a Maisa here, Hahi Itza, there's once a woman, the Yahavla Zuzei Lahu Gavra Lemizrin Le'ara. She handed some man as a shliach to buy a property for me, and Azil Zavin La, he bought a property for her, but Shalom Achrayos, but didn't have that stipulation of that she has Achrayos, that if there's a lien from the property that Bain collects it away, she could go back to the Mocher and collect money or a different property. He left that out as part of the agreement. So also the comedy of Nachman, they went to Rav Nachman, and what happened? Amrle, he says to them, L'tikuni shadartich veloli vusi, that she claims, I sent you as a messenger to buy me something L'tikuni that's going to be effective for me, but not for Levusi, not to bring a bad to me. That you've spent $1 million in a property, and now the bank takes it over and you can't collect it and from the initial mocher, that's Levusi, that's going to be to my detriment. So Zil Zavna Minei, so what you should do now is go and you buy it from him, Shalach Bachrayos, you're the one who bought it now. Could you act it on your own? You bought a property from the mocher without the Achrayos, and now what your obligation is, Hadar Zavna Nehela Bachrayos. Now you have to go ahead and sell to her with the stipulation of Achrayos. And now this guy, middleman, he's really has responsibility. Because if the bank ever collects it, he has to replenish hers, but he cannot get replenished from the initial mocher because when he bought it, he didn't have the line of Achrayos included in there. Okay. So we see from here, by the way, it sounds like the that Achraus Tos Sofer is not a Tos Sofer. The fact that it was left out.
So the middleman would only be, this would only be worth it if the middleman has some other property or money.
Right, correct. If it's
otherwise,
not,
otherwise it's just
some guy in the street, then she has no insurance there, right?
Right.
But I think, by the point from here we see is, though, it sounds like if this is a case of Stam, case.
Nachman holds that it's not
Tal. Exactly. Yeah. Unless the Dafka stipulation that he said, I'm buying it from you, Dafka, without a Chrayos, yeah. Unless that, so I'm not sure from the Gemara, it doesn't say anything. I don't know if Rashbam weighs in here at all. Not sure. Okay. He Dafki wrote those words in it? Okay. Okay. And let's do the last few lines of the Amud here now. Gemara says, two dots. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Hanosin Matana Lachavero Vihichsilo Asashtar Chazar Matanaso Chamin Omer Matanaso Kayemes. We did this at the end of yesterday's daf, at the top of Amud Aleph. This was that if you give a shtar to someone with a matana, and the makabel returns that shtar back to you, the same exact shtar back to you, so then the matana goes back to the original nosin as well, according to Rashbag. But Chachamim says no. In order to give back the matana, you need a brand new shtar. So the Gemara wants to know, my time of the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, what was his reason why you can hand back the very same shtar and the matana goes back with it? So Amar of Asi Nasek Omer Lo. It's as if you said to him, when the Nosin initially gave the matana along with the shtar, it's as if he said, so long as you have the shtar, it's yours, but when you return the shtar back to me, the matana goes back to me as well. There is some implicit Tanai here that Rashbag holds of, and the Chacham argue on. So the Gemara asks, then Maskiv Lo, that's the case, it's based on a Tanai, or at least an implicit Tanai. So Maskiv Lo Rabba, Ihachiv, this is the case, Nignav Avanami. If it gets stolen or lost, the same halacha should apply that you lost the field and the bat la matanasa, says Rashbam. The whole thing should be undone because I don't have the property, I don't have the shtar in my possession anymore. So the same thing holds true. Is that really the case? So therefore, the Gemara says there's nothing to do with there being an implicit Tanai. Completely different angle. Ela Amaraba, the Osios Niknos Bimisir Kamiflagi. They're arguing about whether letters on documents, in other words, documents, can be given over if that alone is considered a kinin. The Rishon Gamliel Savar Osios Niknos B'Mesir, by handing over a shtar, that alone is a kinin. We know normally a shtar is not a kinin. Shtar only works as a kinin on a karka. For karka, kesef shtar chazaka works. For metalton, the only thing shtar is a proof of purchase as a raya, but not a kinin. But Rashbag holds that even Osios are Niknos B'Mesira. The Rabbanan argue in Savri Ein Osios Niknos B'Mesira. They cannot be collected. They're not used as a kinin. If you look at Rashbam here, Rashbam says, based on Rabbi Chananel, that it's three wide lines down in Rashbam. It says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Now go from that line, really five wide lines down in the Rabbi in Rashbam. He says, Apa Pisha Pirish Rabbi Chananel, the less Hilchasak Rashbag. We don't pass like him. The Yochid Rabbim Halacha Karabim. We always passing like the Rabbim. Afilachi Hilchasa Karashbag Diosis Niknas B'Mesira. But the Gabri, this Halacha, we actually passing that Shtar works. V'yafa Pishlo Kasulei B'Shtar Acher Kanilacha, who V'chal Shibudeh, even though you don't write the words, you're being Konit. The Kai Malan Karebi, we passing like Rebbe, the Sphirle, Osios Niknas B'Mesira, B'Mochas Esvina. We passing like Rebbe at the Sugyan Daf Ayin Vav. That's how Rashbam paskins. Okay. So we'll stop here. And tomorrow, I don't think we should have daf tomorrow just because of the fasting and the time of davening.